How would you respond if a decree from the Vatican denied the miracles you witnessed? For Padre Pio and those closest to him, this wasn't just a bureaucratic decision. It was a profound personal trial. Today we'll explore his reaction and uncover the true reason behind his sorrow. Stay tuned. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today, I want to share with you a deeply moving account from Joachim Boufflet's book, Padre Pio, From the Sanctions of the Holy Office to the Splendor of Truth. This story brings us up close to the moment when the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo received a letter from the Vatican declaring that they found nothing supernatural happening in Padre Pio's life. It's a story that gives us a glimpse into a significant moment in Padre Pio's life. But how he responded might surprise you. Listen to this. It was a beautiful afternoon in June 1923. The friars of San Giovanni Rotondo were gathered around a communal table in the recreation room. But this wasn't a moment of relaxation. The father guardian, Ignazio Daielsi, was reading in a low voice to the gathered crowd a decree from the Holy Office which had just arrived. This decree was about one of their own, Padre Pio, who had just stepped out of the room for a moment. Here's what the decree said. The Supreme Congregation of the Holy Office, responsible for defending the integrity of faith and morals, after having conducted an investigation into the events attributed to Padre Pio of Pietrelcina of the Capuchin friars residing in the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo in the Diocese of Foggia, declares at the conclusion of the said investigation that the supernatural character of these events has not been established, and exhorts the faithful to conform their actions to this declaration. Rome, Palace of the Holy Office, 31st of May, 1923, Luigi Castellano, Notary of the Holy Office. Just imagine the tension in the room. The decree was essentially denying all the supernatural signs they had all witnessed. The friars were so stunned that they didn't even notice an error in the decree. San Giovanni Rotondo was mistakenly placed in the Diocese of Foggia when it actually belonged to the Archdiocese of Manfredonia. But there wasn't any time to comment on it anyway, because they could already hear Padre Pio's footsteps echoing in the corridor. The father guardian quickly closed the booklet and slipped it among other journals on the table. But as soon as Padre Pio entered the room, he walked straight to the table, took out the document, and opened it to the very page that concerned him. The author shared, he read the text in silence, without a muscle in his face betraying the slightest emotion. Then he turned the page and started a conversation on a completely different subject. When siesta time came, he withdrew. Emanuele Brunato, one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons who was there at the time, followed Padre Pio to his cell. What happened next really gives us insight into Padre Pio's heart. Listen to this. Without a word, Padre Pio goes to the window. He looks at the landscape stretching out as far as the eye can see. From the sleepy city at midday, with its houses staggered along the hillside, further away, the sun-drenched fields of ripe wheat stretch to the city, interspersed here and there with dark woods and silver bands of olive trees broken by the tender green of the vineyards. Padre Pio closes the curtain. Bernardo continues. Suddenly, he turned, breaking into tears. Throwing myself at his feet, I embraced his knees. Father, you know how much we love you. Our affection must comfort you. But Padre Pio's response was harsh, almost like a reprimand. Do you not understand, my son, that I am not crying for myself? I would have less work and more merits. I weep for all those souls deprived of my testimony by the very ones who should defend it. Still kneeling, Brunato buried his face in Padre Pio's habit. More than anyone, he could understand, for it was precisely Padre Pio who had transformed his life just 3 years earlier. Brunato was once a reckless man, ruined by gambling and illicit affairs. In his own words, women attracted me more than work, and the night more than the day. But after reading about Padre Pio in a newspaper, he decided to visit San Giovanni Rotondo. Upon arrival, Padre Pio noticed him among the pilgrims and looked at him with such intensity that it felt like he was staring into the very depths of his soul. This profound encounter led Brunato to repent for his sins. He made a general confession with Padre Pio, who accepted him as his spiritual son. Brunato's life was never the same again. So if anyone understood what many sinners would be missing out on with the new decree, it was precisely Emanuele Brunato. End of story. Now, I'd like to conclude this video by noting that trials like these, where saints face scrutiny and persecution, are not uncommon. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, faced similar challenges. For instance, in 1527, Ignatius was imprisoned in Alcala for about 42 days. And later in Salamanca, he spent another 22 days in prison while under investigation by the church authorities. Despite these trials, Ignatius remained calm and cooperative, confident in the orthodoxy of his teachings. This reminds us that great saints often endure great trials, yet they continue to serve with humility and trust in God's plan. I hope this inspires any of you watching who are going through a difficult time to face your challenges with perseverance and faith in God's providence. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.